Hey everyone, welcome to TNIAB's Anime Club Group Watch. I'm Vince. I'm joined with...
I'm Anthony.
And on this installment of the TNIAB Anime Group Watch, we are doing episodes 3 of... What's your pick again?
What? It's My Hero Academy. Come on.
And episode 3 of Kizunaiba.
All right.
Kizunaiba. So let's
check out.
If you're new to this, I encourage you all to check out the first episode, the first installment where we went over the rules and regulations.
Yeah. We also covered episodes 1 and 2 in that show.
We covered episodes 1 and 2 of both shows that we've picked. And hey, if you want to get in touch with us, leave a comment on, if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment. Let us know how we did. Ask any questions, anything up for discussion. We'll happy to read them out. And if you listen to the audio version, where you can find on iTunes, write in at
tnib.letters@gmail.com. The same email. Wait, did I say at letters? Yeah, tnib.letters@gmail.com. That's what I said. Second guessing myself.
Okay.
It's the same email as our sister or big sister podcast, Three Nerds in a Basement. So you can check that out too.
Some would call that our One-chan.
Our One-chan. Yeah, we got to keep it anime. I forgot.
Remember, this is the weeaboo portion.
Or is it One-sama?
But you said big sister.
Yeah, but it's like, how much do we respect our big sister?
You would never call. How about this? We are TNIAB's Imoto.
Okay, yeah, that works. Imoto, we're the little sisters.
Yeah. All right. Cool. With that out of the way, basically format goes, we talk about My Hero Academia first.
Yeah.
And then the second half of the episode, we talk about Kizunaiba. So you can easily scroll to the second half if you only stick around for one. But I encourage you to stick around for both, because I'm sure it'll be very entertaining.
It will be.
It will not. yeah. This is our first video... podcast for this series and try to step it up our game here.
Yeah, we got some
guests in the house that represent anime.
No, they don't. Devastator doesn't represent anime.
Hey, Transformers is anime.
Is it?
It's a hotly debated topic, and I encourage you to tell me which side of the fence you sit on. I actually do believe it's okay. Anime.
Is Firefly anime?
Firefly has a special place in my heart. He transcends anime.
The one thing that is for sure not anime is Evangelion.
Oh, but I really like her.
She's okay, but the show is bad.
I'll never forget when I picked this up.
Did you pick it up? I thought your sister picked it up.
No, I picked it up.
Oh, okay. What happened?
I got it from a crane game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got it with my sister. It cost me a grand total of 400 yen.
Dang! Valley Town.
Yeah. I tried my first time to get it. Didn't get it. And what are they called? The employee.
Yeah.
He took a look at me and he knew I was a foreigner. But I let my sister go ahead.
Yeah.
And she couldn't do it. And he looked again. And on the third time when he reset it, he just put it right next to the drop point.
What?
And I'm like, okay, sister, go for it. She couldn't do it.
Oh my god.
And that's why it cost me 400 yen.
Because
she missed on the third shot. So I had to put an extra 100 yen, and he put it just as close. And I'm like, okay, no problem. Got it. And then he clapped and cheered for me, and I'm like, awesome.
Thanks, man.
Japan rules.
We get there. Man, this sounds awesome. All the weird things.
Yeah. But we should get on with the show.
Nah.
All right. Okay. My Hero Academia, episode 3 happened. Give us a recap. What happened?
So, in the recap of the previous two episodes?
No, episode 3. Or, what's happened with episode 3?
Okay, what's happening with episode 3 is our main boy, is it Izuku?
You know what? Yeah. I don't even know his name.
I think it's Izuku. I want to say it's Izuku. Okay. I feel like I put that on Twitter.
Okay. I'm looking at TJ. He doesn't know the name either.
No, he doesn't. No. We're so prepared.
Yeah.
So, we'll call him Izuku. So, our main homeboy, Izuku, with the sick red shoes. He's got sick high tops.
I'll look it up.
He's going to be a superhero.
Yeah.
He is going to, what is it, UA?
Yeah.
He's going to go to the greatest hero academy in all of the world, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Which, the world, in this case, means Japan.
Sure.
And he's going to be the best hero that one can be, like no one ever was.
Yeah.
To catch them is his real test. Okay. To train them is his cause.
All right.
And so this episode is pretty much a training montage.
Yeah.
It is that part of the Rocky movie where our hero our Zero needs to go to Hero.
Yeah.
And you see a 10-month transformation in the span of
We should say the reason he's training is because he finds out
that yes, at the end of the last episode, All Might, the great hero, he said that he can transfer his power over.
Yeah.
And how his power All For One works is that it is the strength, the cumulative strength of people who have previously owned this power.
Yeah.
Which is cool for a power.
It's cool because I guess that leads us to believe that whoever inherits it, they add on to it and they build it up
More
so that the next person who gets it is even stronger.
And also the power itself kind of leads for almost a never-ending series.
Which kind of sucks.
Yeah, well, I think this is the new Shonen Jump. This is the new Shonen Jump long run.
It is, unfortunately.
And yeah, the way that power is set up, that can mean that they can end main characters, but not end the series, because All For One is still a thing that can be passed down.
Yeah,
which is cool. I like that idea. I'm not really opposed to long running series.
I am.
I'm not. I think all my favorite series are pretty much long running series.
One Piece, JoJo,
Hajime no Ippo.
Yeah.
Vagabond is long running. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of good stuff. Yotsuba is still going.
Whereas mine are the 12, 24.
Yeah.
And they're done.
That's it. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Man. So different.
Yeah, I know. That's why we do this show.
So how did you like this episode?
So I have to say, I like, of the three episodes we've seen so far, this one is my favorite.
Yeah.
I think last time I talked about, I don't like the main character. Mm-hmm. Still don't. But hey, he's crying less.
He's crying way less.
And that's a win in my book.
He's gaining self-confidence.
Yeah.
Our fire friend, his main rival in his classroom, is seemingly less of a dick.
Yeah.
But we're meeting a bunch of new people.
Yeah.
And this training montage was so ridiculous.
It was.
Like, clean up all the trash on the beach. FYI, it's like 10 kilometers long worth of trash.
He's like, all the trash? All the trash.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. But no, I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Did some good moments. Nothing's really sticking out to me. But, oh!
The preview, though.
The preview?
Oh, no. Are you talking about the entrance exam?
No, I was talking about, like, the one moment I liked was when... at the end of his training montage, and he's yelling at the top of the thing.
Yeah.
And All Might comes in all skinny. Yeah. And he's just so overtaken by how proud he is. He just becomes All Might.
Yeah. I really like All Might's use of him being sickly, just like blood from his mouth for no reason. His random uses of English phrases and his use of transformations for comedic effect.
Right.
Like, those are really good. Though I like what's coming up, which is the entrance exams for the Hero University, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's almost like a video game where you get put into a team. Is it a team or are they separate? I forgot.
They're all separate, but they're all broken up.
They were broken up into squads, but it's like you are still competing.
Yeah.
And you have to take down villains or like fake villains. And certain villains are worth certain points. There is a special villain that's worth nothing.
Yeah.
And we got to see how our hero fares, because All Might said that, hey, I can transfer you my power, but let's start off light. Just eat a piece of my hair.
Oh, yeah, he did say that.
Because he has to have like a piece of All Might's DNA within him for him to be able to pass on the power or something.
Yeah.
So now that he's eaten it, I don't know if that means that he has all the power, if he has a portion of the power, if All Might just can't transform anymore.
Yeah.
And he's just like, hey, I put all my eggs in one basket, go.
I wonder if it's like a slow loss and a slow transfer.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Because I don't know. I just don't get the, like, based on the preview for episode 4 and what we've seen, I just don't think he's going to have Izaku. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to have all the powers at once.
Mm.
I think he's going to have a glimpse of it.
Okay.
That's fair. And then as he gets more, I think All Might will slowly lose it.
And then die.
Let's hope he doesn't die, but okay, yeah, sure.
What if that's the thing, though? What if it's, like, with great power?
Oh, shit. That's real. I don't know. See, that would just go too dark for Shonen to me.
Oh, okay.
I just don't think they would kill off his mentor like that.
I don't know, man. I've seen some shit in One Piece.
That's true.
Some shit happens in One Piece.
Yeah, that's true. But then again, everything's happened in One Piece.
True.
Everything.
Also true.
Like, literally everything.
And so we saw our new favorite character in the episode 4 preview.
Oh, we did.
The car man.
Yeah.
He just has exhaust pipes coming out of his limbs.
Yeah, Mr. Type A plus car.
Yeah, Type A plus car. He follows the rules at all times. Hates it when other people break the rules. Hey, also, I'm a car.
Yeah.
It looks cool. I can't, like, the...
He does.
Yeah, the episode intro for this one, I don't know if it seemed different from the last one, but at least I noticed a lot more powers. The main rival in his classroom, he has like a grenade costume.
Yeah, he's grenade forearms.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more, like, when I'm seeing these powers, it's like, oh, like, this show can go places. Like, this is definitely a show that has legs, or can have legs, if popular.
Yeah, as long as the people are watching it, this show probably will go on for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm pretty psyched.
Yeah, I like this episode, and I kind of can't wait to see what happens in the new one.
I gotta say, it's pretty lukewarm on the first two, but this one, and then especially as we're going into the academy trials, I'm getting pretty pumped to see more powers and seeing what's going on.
Yeah. So my theory for the fourth episode is that, so they put, there's three different monsters, each worth a different amount of star points, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one monster that they said is pretty hard.
Yeah.
It's not impossible to beat, but it'll be hard.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth nothing.
Yeah.
So I think what's going to happen is everyone else is going to be going after these points because they're going to want to have the highest amount of points.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be a special thing with that 0 point monster because it's going to be our main character is going to be like, even though it's worth 0 points, still a villain, still needs to be stopped. And then someone's going to be like, you got it exactly right. Just because something isn't worth points or doesn't give you any special benefit doesn't mean you shouldn't try and stop it.
Yeah.
I think that's what is going to happen, at least in episode 4, unless it's a two-parter, then it'll happen in episode 5.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. Cool. Shall we move on to the next?
Yes. Next is?
Next is the second half of our anime group watch, and that is Kiznaiver episode 3. Also, I should point this out in case you are still new and you haven't taken my advice and gone to the previous episode. We are purposely sticking back one episode on My Hero Academia. Okay.
Yeah.
Just so that we can be in line with both anime.
Yeah, so we're not just like episode 4, then 3.
Yeah.
Like, just so we can be in line.
That said, if you're a viewer, you actually probably have seen episode 4, and so you can confirm or deny our theories.
Yeah, true. That is an interesting
part. And we have promised each other to not go ahead with either.
Yeah, we're not going to go ahead.
That and our lives are kind of... We just don't really care enough to watch it outside of doing
anime
this anime club.
Yeah. That's fair.
So generally, we watch them together just before we record this.
Yo, you know what show is worth your time outside of Anime Club?
Space Patrol Luluco?
Space Patrol Luluco. Also JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 4.
Oh, no!
So good.
Anyways, Kiznaiver Episode 3 happened. If you remember, Episode 2 ended on a cliffhanger.
The cliffest of hangers.
Yeah, where all the kids are revealing their secrets, and the last one goes, I killed someone,
and you're like, whoa!
This one opens up, and she goes, I killed someone. Just kidding.
Joking.
Yeah.
Oh, got you.
Oh, man. Ha, ha, ha. And then Sonozaki's kind of just like, I've understood the gravity of the situation. It might be, you guys might be in actual danger, so here's your mission. Survive the summer. And from then on, we're introduced to the seventh member.
Yep.
And it's a wild goose hunt to find the seventh member.
Yeah. I like the way the strategies they came up with to find him.
Yes.
Is because they're all Kizunivers and they're all linked by their wounds.
Yeah.
The fact that they're hurting each other to see who else reacts.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really smart.
Mm-hmm. We're three episodes in. I still don't know what the point of the show is.
I don't know. But the show got real sexual real fast.
Did it though?
Yes.
God, he was hot.
Man, this is our good looking bum. Yeah. Right? Just like this hikamori of a man, but like it's totally beautiful.
Yeah.
And yo, he's like a total sex addict for pain.
He is. I gotta say, I wasn't really like the first two episodes, as much as I love Trigger, I would have to say the show was always a bit more interesting than it was good.
Yeah.
I
can totally agree there. Especially because of Live or Kill la Kill, because that show just moves like even their recap episode progresses the plot.
Yeah.
Right? So when this episode comes in, it has this really slow, methodical pace.
Yeah.
I feel that really, like, coming off of a show like Kill la Kill.
Yeah. Or even, we're watching it back-to-back with Space Patrol.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Also, Space Patrol just goes places.
Yeah.
I think that kind of hurts it.
Yeah.
But overall, I still think it's really interesting, and it doesn't make me not want to watch it.
So here's the thing. Like, the first two episodes, I was like, okay, we're connected by pain, but what's the point?
Yeah.
And even in episode three, they don't really stitch together, but the lunacy of Trigger's starting to come out again, mm-hmm. and I find that super entertaining. Like, there's just a lot of moments that I find real hilarious, in specifically in episode three, that I don't think was apparent in the first two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think... I don't know if that's enough for me to be like, all right, it's good, but I'm really enjoying it.
I'm waiting. I feel like the series will take like some weird dark turn. Like, I'm waiting for the switch where one of the characters is just like, ah, fuck it. I'm just going to take myself out with everyone else.
Yeah.
And like, it's almost like they feel some like super harsh pain and they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's like, oh, one of you guys, it's like a locked room mystery almost. Like, one of you guys did it.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know who because we can't prove it because we're all linked, right? It could have been anybody.
Yeah, but they reveal in this episode a lot of things, like whoever puts the damage gets the number.
Oh, I did forget that, yeah.
Right? That's how they figured there's a 7
person. D2, D7, yeah. My bad.
So that's all how right, they figured out. That was my theory at the moment. And I think they reiterate that pain is split. It's not...
Oh, yeah, when our main character jumped off the freeway bridge
into
a truck.
Yeah, it's not that they feel the entire pain of that. It's... Well, that pain is split between the seven of them.
But the injuries are still only on the one. Yeah. So we learned, what was his name, Tenma?
I can't remember. Sure.
Well, we gotta learn some names,
man. Yo, this one has seven characters.
We gotta learn them.
I only know Sonozaki because she's the best.
She's okay. We gotta learn them. So there's our redheaded, yellow-shirted punk. He jumps off a balcony.
We'll call him Mad Dog.
Mad Dog. He jumps off a balcony.
Yeah.
And... he falls down like seven stories. But the thing is, they all feel the pain, but only he has the pain of a sprained wrist.
Yes, and he has residual
pain. Residual pain. Yeah. So it seems like the Kizunivers only feel your initial pain. Mm-hmm. And if you have any residual pain afterwards, that doesn't play.
Yeah.
And then same thing shows with our main character who jumped off the freeway.
Yeah.
Like, they all split the pain seven ways. But the thing is... only he has the concussion. Only he's bleeding.
Yeah.
Right? Only he is feeling the effects of said pain.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I gotta say, I still really like just the visual style. I love the character designs in the show.
I kind of want to watch the outro every single time.
Yeah, I really like, you know, even the outro, like, that's a great audio-visual mix.
Yeah.
But I also just like the music that's going on throughout the show. Yeah. Like, I'm really into a lot of this show. I just wish I knew what the fuck I was watching.
I really hope there's a payoff. Because if this show is all style, no substance, that would be very disappointing.
Yeah, and at the end of episode three, they kind of hint at it. Sonozaki is at some meeting, and she's revealing that, like, this big experiment is
going to go down. Yeah, there's, like, a bunch of scientists and stuff.
Yeah, and I hope, you know, when shit hits the fan, it hits it hard.
If anything, though... A good thing about this show is that the premise is unique enough to where I have no clue what's going to happen.
That's like, true.
I can't even imagine theories, except for that wrong one I just did. Like, I don't know where this show can go in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. Me either.
And it's cool. It's been a lot, like, with Boku no, with My Hero Academy, it's like very shonen trope.
Yeah, and even when you're watching, you're calling out, like, ah, I bet you this is going to happen, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, it does follow that line. But this one is kind of like it's a toss up. I don't know what the next episode could be. Cause they don't really show, next episode, previews.
Definitely.
I don't know where the show's going.
Could go anywhere.
Yay.
There is no episode previews for Kizunivers.
No.
They just have the title card and then audio clips.
Yeah.
So.
And the audio clips are usually gibberish. So it's like, or like dialogue that doesn't pertain to the next episode anyway. It's like, it's like a conversation.
Yeah. It's audio clips from the next episode, but they're so out of context that you don't really care.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
it seems like so far we're enjoying both shows.
Yeah.
It's nicer that My Hero Academy, we can see like a through line. Mm-hmm. We can see like a possibility mm-hmm. of where it's going to go. It's mm-hmm. just Keys and Ivor is still such a mystery.
Yeah. I have a feeling it's going to be one of those shows that because we're going to have to stick with it, mm-hmm. the payoff will be worth it. But the problem yeah. is going to be in the future when we recommend it to someone, like, just stick around for the first 12.
Well, this is going to be your Smallville issue. Listen, Smallville's great in season 10.
Yeah.
And just, we've got to get through season 1 to 9. That's it. It's just so hard. It's so easy.
Oh, shit. I did do that. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, there you go. That's it. That's it, guys. That's it.
It's a short form show.
Yeah. We hope you guys enjoyed tuning in. Any theories you guys have, remember, comment section below if you're on YouTube. And then anywhere else, you know where to find us.
Yeah, tnib.letters@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can find our other podcasts, Three Nerds in a Basement, on the same channel you're watching this video now.
Yes.
Five stars on iTunes.
Yeah. That's what we need. Yes, that's what we need. The other thing, too, is next week, remember, your homework is episode 4 of...
Both series. I'm sure probably everyone's already watched... Anyone who's following this has probably watched episode 4 of Hero Academy already.
Yeah, yeah. Or they're super hardcore and they're waiting for our podcast.
You who's doing that, you're the best.
You. I know there's one out there. Thank you. And then just as a special recommendation from each of us, go watch Space Patrol Luluco.
Space Patrol Luluco is so good.
Yeah.
But it's only 7-minute episodes. You're losing nothing.
They're on season 2.
Oh, I have a request for the audience. If anybody is keeping up with Pond de Peace... Can you please inform me in the comments what is happening in that show? Because I don't know if I should watch it or not.
No.
Just do that.
No.
Please.
No, you know it's bad.
I know, but I just... Carbs are bad. It's fine.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you guys next week then.
See you later.